This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A little bit more than 2 years ago, the pandemic, as we all know, brought the global economy to a standstill. This economy, too, and tribal economies as well. The hotels and casinos and tourism operations that fund a lot of tribal governments and keep a lot of native people working had to shut their doors, in some cases for a year or more. Recovery from that crisis is on the agenda at this year's Reservation Economics Summit happening this week with tribal leaders and business owners in Las Vegas. Marketplace's Savannah Marr caught up with some of them between panels.
Like most tribes, the Northern Arapaho tribe doesn't have a tax base. Instead, its government and services are funded by its enterprises, in particular its hotel and casinos in central Wyoming.
And during the pandemic, all those things were shut down.
Jordan Dresser, chairman of the Northern Arapaho Business Council, says the last 2 years have been a wake-up call.
Our tribes were really struggling. We were trying to figure out, like, what are we going to do?
At the Reservation Economic Summit, he's been talking with other leaders about diversifying into sectors like hemp production and renewable energy.
Wind, solar, all those different things, that's where we're going to be able to sustain ourselves.
Another hot topic at the summit is food sovereignty, says Carly Hotvet, who's there with the Indigenous Food and Agriculture Initiative. After the pandemic exposed weaknesses in national food supply chains, she says tribes are shoring up their own.
Tribes are bringing on like meat processing facilities, or they're looking at produce processing facilities, distribution space or warehouse space.
But Casey Lozar with the Minneapolis Fed says one major barrier to economic recovery in Indian country is a high unemployment rate.
When you look at our non-metro reservation-based economies, that's sitting at 10.5%.
About three times the national average, and that's likely an undercount. And Lozar says that's another thing that keeps coming up at this year's summit.
We're hearing more and more tribal leaders talk about the importance of collecting and leveraging tribal-centric economic data.
Like an accurate unemployment rate and a clearer picture of tribal governments' contributions to regional economies. Lozar says Indian country needs that data to emerge from the pandemic economically stronger. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.